guests to be joining me. They've confirmed that they're running late. There's so much traffic, but hey, if they don't make it in the next 15 minutes of the show, we'll come and wrap up what we began looking at. But I'll be joined by someone. They've sent me a message. They are running late. We'll be live on our Facebook page as well. If someone, an unbeliever, someone that has never heard the gospel before, came to you and asked you, why doesn't God use his power or maybe powers to stop the evil in the world? What could be your answer? A lot of thoughts coming through. Matthew Mbewe, you've left me a lengthy comment there on our Facebook page. Really do appreciate. But Pamela Nkonde on Facebook says, with a Christian voice, a lot of bad things have happened to me, and ask myself the same question. Well, Pamela, if you are tuned in, my friend, in the midst of what you're going through right now, be encouraged that God still remains God.
Every day we have the chance to lift our voices to the Lord in prayer.
I am praying, yes, for you that is believing God for employment. May you get that employment. Yes, even you that wants to take your life, because life does not seem to make sense anymore. I am praying for you, because the turnaround is just around the corner.
Start your day with The Breakfast Show, and join us as we pray together on Prayer Link.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Civil Service Commission concludes recruitment of over 2,000 health workers. CRAS urges stronger safety measure following Easter Road accidents. And Senegal protesters rally over cost of living and debt crisis. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Civil Service Commission has concluded the recruitment of 2,205 health workers for 2025. Civil Service Commission Chairperson Chorwe Bayani says a further 1,000 appointments have been made arising from natural causes such as retirements, resignations, unpaid leave, secondments, deaths, and non-renewal of contracts during the recruitment process, bringing the total number of recruited to 3,205. Dr. Bayani said those recruited include 240 medical doctors, 997 nurses, 994 registered midwife nurses, 390 clinical officers, 138 environmental health personnel, 140 laboratory staff, 138 pharmacists, and 109 general workers, among others. Names of successful candidates will be published tomorrow, 10th April 2026, in the Zambia Daily Mail and Times of Zambia, said Dr. Bayani. Dr. Bayani said all successful candidates are expected to collect their appointment letters starting Monday, April 20th, and not later than Thursday, April 30th, 2026, upon presentation of their national registration cards at designated provincial centres. He said the 1,000 appointees from natural causes will collect their letters from the Public Service Management Division during the same period. Dr. Bayani said all successful candidates must report no later than Monday, 1st June 2026, adding that those who will not report by then will be deemed to have declined their appointments and the commission will proceed to replace them. Meanwhile, the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has expressed dissatisfaction with the 240 doctors employed by the Civil Service Commission announced today. Association President Paul Chiwes says the figure is too low to effectively address the country's healthcare challenges. Speaking in an interview to RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chiwe acknowledged that the recruitment effort is commendable, but noted that the number of doctors falls short of what is required to reduce mortality rates and improve equitable access to healthcare, particularly in rural areas. While the move is commendable, the number is too minimal to address all the challenges that health facilities are currently facing, said Dr. Achiwe. He further pointed out that the total number of doctors employed so far, estimated at 723, does not align with the government's plan to recruit 2,001 doctors between 2021 and 2026. He noted that the current figures fall below what is needed to bridge the staffing gaps in many health facilities across the country.
The 2,000 allocation to something more, so that at least, in as much as doctors who would want more numbers, wouldn't want also to deprive the other cadres of the profession, it has to be put there. So, would first of all, wanted government to expand that 2,000 to something, even a 4,000, and we would want the doctors to get to them just, you know, slightly over 500 or so. That would have really helped. I think we'd have gone to 1,000, and then look forward to meeting the, you know, the 2,100 in the subsequent description.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia CRAS has expressed concern over the high number of road traffic accidents recorded during the Easter holiday period, describing the situation as both alarming and preventable. CRAS Executive Director Aaron Kamoti says the country must move beyond merely recording casualties and instead focus on implementing effective measures to reduce accidents. According to data released by the Zambia Police Service, a total number of 386 road traffic accidents were recorded during the holiday period. Mr. Kamoti noted that the figures highlight the urgent need for stronger interventions, emphasizing that Zambia has the capacity to significantly reduce road crashes if all stakeholders act decisively. The country can do better than just counting bodies and injured. There's need for more intervention to prevent these crashes, said Mr. Kamoti in a statement issued to RCV News in the Saka today. He cited a lack of seriousness among road users and authorities as a key factor contributing to the continued rise in accidents, further stressing the importance of establishing coordinated road safety initiatives, including the involvement of volunteer-based enforcement groups to complement existing efforts.
Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia CRAS is appealing to Zambia Police Traffic Department, RATSA, RDA, Ministry of Health, local governments, Ministry of Transport and Logistics to form committees involving all NGOs and private sectors who are working tirelessly to help supplement government's efforts to bring sanity on our roads and help protect lives.
National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia NUPES has supported action taken by management at Matera Boys Secondary School to suspend over 200 pupils who decided to stay away from school on a scheduled day of prayer. NUPES Executive President Victor Mumba says what happened is unacceptable, adding that the school had every right to act firmly in response to such open disregard for authority. Mr. Mumba said that school rules exist for a reason and must be observed by all learners. When pupils decide to ignore these rules, they are deliberately inviting consequences upon themselves, and discipline of this nature should not be tolerated in any serious learning environment, said Mr. Mumba in a statement issued to RCV News in the Saka today. He said that it is deeply concerning that such a large number of pupils could collectively choose to defy a clearly communicated program, adding that this kind of behavior points to a worrying lack of respect for both school leadership and shared values. Mr. Mumba said that if left unchecked, it sets a dangerous precedent that weakens the entire system of discipline in schools. He said that the union stands by the suspensions. There is need for school authorities at Matera Boys Secondary School to exercise reasonable lenience in any further action that may follow. Mr. Mumba said that there is need to ensure that whatever steps follow do not permanently harm the academic progress of the affected pupils. In African news, hundreds of workers, union members and opposition supporters marched in Senegal's capital Dakar on Wednesday to protest what they see are broken government promises and a worsening cost of living as the country is plagued by a severe debt crisis.